91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Provincial police say a 68-year-old man is facing charges after money was stolen during a food and toy drive in Peterborough, Ontario. Peterborough County police officers were assisting Brinks Canada officers with the toy and food drive for the Salvation Army at a parking lot last Saturday. Investigators say a man entered the parking lot, reached into one of the donation buckets held by a volunteer, and removed a bag containing donated coins. The man was confronted, but police say he ignored the volunteer and walked away. Kenneth Cooper is charged with theft under $5,000 and is to appear in court on January 26. The downtown Toronto park that once served as a base camp for the month-long Occupy protest is getting a free facelift. Dozens of volunteers with landscaping and sodding firms are fixing up the patchy and muddy lawn of St. James Park at no cost to the city. The stretch of grass took a beating during the 30-day occupation, which saw protesters pitch tents and build fires in the park from mid-October to late last month. City officials had estimated it would cost up to $60,000 to repair the damage. Kyle Tobin, one of the project's organizers, says it's important to get the work done before the ground freezes. He says the lawn will be back to its former glory in the spring. The NDP says the government is creating a perfect storm of frustrated motorists on Ontario's highways this winter. New Democrat Gilles Bisson says highways are being closed for more frequently due to bad weather because there are fewer plows on the road. He says the government has changed the terms of its plowing contracts, which means there are 25% less equipment being used to clear highways. Bisson says he noticed the change when highways 402, 11, and 17 were closed this year due to bad weather. He says the government is jeopardizing road safety by lowering the maintenance standards in its winter maintenance contracts. Transportation Minister Bob Chiarelli says Ontario has among the highest safety records in its highways in Canada, but promised to look into the complaint. The Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hastings, Prince Edward County, is currently recruiting new volunteers. Currently, there are over 129 children on the wait list for a big sibling. Caseworker Caitlin Doherty says volunteers provide a positive role model for the child.
They're basically just a friend to the child. They provide a mentoring capacity in the child's life.
A big brother or big sister is asked to spend an hour a week with the child. Environmental Commissioner Gord Miller is giving the Liberal government a poor grade for energy conservation. Miller says the province has fallen short of its target to reduce Ontario's peak electricity demand by 1,750 megawatts between 2005 and 2010. He also believes the government will meet only 75% of its target to cut its own electricity consumption by 15%. Miller adds there's no evidence the drive to install smart meters and switch hydro users to time-of-use pricing has helped consumers conserve electricity. That's 91X News to 101. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
Familiar foes will do battle tonight in Ottawa. The Senators are looking to avenge a 3-2 overtime loss last Saturday as the Washington Capitals pay a visit. The win was Capitals head coach Dale Hunter's first since taking over from the fired Bruce Boudreau on November 28th. The Sens will look to keep the ball rolling after a 4-2 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning last night. It's a rematch of the 2006 Stanley Cup Final in Edmonton tonight. Carolina Hurricanes head coach Kirk Muller is still looking for his first win in four games behind the Canes bench. The Oilers are also slumping, losing four of their last five. And there's one other game in the NHL tonight. The Philadelphia Flyers will go for a perfect three-game road trip as they visit Buffalo. The Sabres have struggled since being hit with multiple injuries. Rumors continue to run rampant over All-Star first baseman Albert Pujols. Many believe the only teams in the running to sign Pujols are his current team, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the splurging Miami Marlins. The Marlins signed shortstop Jose Reyes this week after signing closer Heath Bell last week. Reports say Pujols has been offered a 10-year deal from the Marlins. He rejected a similar deal from the Cardinals. Pujols led the Cards to a World Series win last season. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91x weather.
91x weather. Today, mainly cloudy with a high of +2. Tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy later this evening with wind becoming west 20 kilometers an hour overnight and a low of +1. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud becoming cloudy late in the evening. Wind west becoming 20 kilometers an hour. Becoming light early in the morning, high of +3. Friday, snow or rain with a low of +1 and a high of +2. It's 1 degree, and I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.